In this bulletin, more stranded Australians overseas able to return each fortnight. An independent review launched into workplace culture at Parliament House. And in sport, a national past players program launched to support retired Australian footballers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. More stranded Australians overseas will soon be able to return each fortnight. The Howard Springs quarantine facility in the Northern Territory will increase capacity from 850 to 2,000 return travellers. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Victoria will soon recommence receiving return travellers, which will be welcome news for the 10,000 of the 40,000 Australians stranded overseas who are Victorian. Mr. Morrison says overall, Australia's pandemic response sets a world-leading standard.
Australia is leading the world out of the COVID-19 pandemic and out of the COVID-19 recession. Australia has also, from a health perspective, been very successful in suppressing the virus here in Australia, particularly when compared to other countries around the world. Australia is in a very unique position. It's a position all Australians have worked hard to achieve, to ensure that we are in the situation we are in today. National Cabinet has played a key role in all of these achievements.
To date, there have been 70,000 vaccinations against COVID-19. Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy says the Australian-made AstraZeneca vaccine supply will start being distributed from the 22nd of March with capacity for 1 million doses per week.
This huge once-in-a-generation logistical challenge of the vaccine rollout is going well. We're just coming to the end of week two. We're ramping up. We've started carefully and progressively. We'll get a lot more of the AstraZeneca vaccine. That's the one I'm going to have, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Later this month, 4,600 general medical practices will start receiving vials of the vaccine to inoculate people aged 70 and over. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly hailed Australia's COVID-19 response since the start of the year.
So since the 1st of January, there's been 600 cases of COVID-19 in Australia, and only 104 of those have been locally acquired. We've had less than 20 people in hospital, less than one or less people in ICU, and zero deaths. Well, of course, we're in an excellent place here in Australia.
An independent review has been launched into workplace culture at Parliament House in Canberra. It comes after former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins alleged she was raped in the office of Minister Linda Reynolds in 2019. Australia's Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins, will lead the review, taking submissions from former and current staff and parliamentarians. Leader of the government in the Senate, Simon Birmingham, says the initiative aims to achieve systemic change.
The Parliament of Australia should set the standard for the nation. The Parliament of Australia should set the example for others to follow. The Parliament of Australia should reflect best practice in the prevention of and response to any instances of bullying, sexual harassment, or sexual assault. It is so important to get this work done and to get it done properly.
A report and a public update will be provided in July on the review findings. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has approved a Sydney LGBTQI plus protest on Saturday. It's the first time Mr. Hazzard has granted an exemption to a protest during the COVID-19 pandemic. Police have since withdrawn their opposition to the Take Over Oxford Street march. It comes as the Mardi Gras is celebrated tomorrow night at a ticketed COVID-safe event at the Sydney Cricket Ground. SBS has suspended the broadcast of Chinese television news services CGTN and CCTV after it received a complaint, which it is currently reviewing. The CGTN service is a 15-minute English language service, which has been running on SBS since 2015. The CCTV broadcast is a 30-minute Mandarin service, which has been running on SBS since 1993. Both were broadcast as part of the SBS World Watch service. Human rights organisation Safeguard Defenders wrote to SBS after the UK media watchdog revoked the licence of CGTN due to serious non-compliance offences. Given the serious concerns raised by the complaint and the complexity of the material involved, SBS says it has made the decision to suspend the broadcasts while they undertake an assessment of these services. To sport now, and Professional Footballers Australia, which is the union which represents professional male, female and elite junior soccer players, has launched its Past Players program. It's a new initiative to support former professional Australian football players post-retirement and reconnect them with the game. New research found that Australia's former players face significant challenges after retiring and require both acute and ongoing support post-career. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and clearing, 25 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 28. Melbourne, sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, sunny, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 24 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, possible showers and 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.